Oh, yeah, this isn't the only one that's going to be jumping ship. We're going to see a lot of Democrats jumping ship from getting away from the Kamala Harris-Waltz fiasco, failure that it already is. You know, the Democrat Party couldn't have picked two worse people to represent them. I mean, I don't understand. I think it's, I honestly really think that they're throwing these two to the wolves purposely. Because there's no way they can win. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. We all know this. There is no way Kamala Harris and this Tim Walz can win in this election. Hello, it's me again, Robert A., All-American, awesome, Enos. I know that's three A's, but hey, why not? Let's play on it. Anyway, so it's me, your host, Robert A. Enos, and I am here with another brilliant analysis of what's going on in our world. You know, it's interesting. I just don't have the time of day in a given day to really try to break down and talk to you about all that's going on. So when I'm reading and I'm researching and such, I come across an article or some idea, some ideal, something that interests me, and I want to talk about it. So I was flipping through some of the news networks, you know, online. I was online just flipping through some of the articles. And one of these articles about Zuckerberg, yeah, Mr. Zuck of Facebook, caught my attention. And I read it. And I thought that was really interesting because I know Zuckerberg's like this big liberal dude, right? Big liberal dude. And so what he was basically saying, he's throwing Harris and Biden under the bus. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But it was just really interesting. And it got me thinking. And I kind of pushed that away, that article away for just a moment. I was just sitting there pondering what I had just read about Zuckerberg and Biden and Harris and all that. And I started to realize, and basically what it was he's distancing himself from Harris-Waltz because of the way the Biden-Harris administration had treated him, treated Facebook and his businesses and such. So he's distancing himself. And I started to realize with this announcement from RFK, one of the leading Democrats from the Kennedy family, now endorsing Trump, and several other Democrats taking that same stance, distancing themselves from the Democrat Party and supporting Trump. It got me really thinking. So here's Zuckerberg in the business realm, the social media business realm. You got RFK in the political realm, other Democrats in the political realm, all distancing themselves from Kamala Harris and Waltz. You know what that tells me, ladies and gentlemen? Watch this. It tells me that Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, have absolutely no chance of winning whatsoever. And, you know, people that are in the know, people that are out there, whether it be big business, entertainment, and you're going to watch entertainment flip-flop on Biden. I'm sorry, not Biden because he's not running, but Harris and Walz, they're going to be jumping ship as well. As we saw with The Rock. I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I lost so much respect for some of those in Hollywood. Remember when Biden was running, Harris was running the first go around, and they were running, and Dwayne The Rock comes out with this video clip of him basically interviewing Biden and Harris and really promoting them, telling all of us that we should vote for them because he's the only chance to get America back to where we need. And then, of course, they were so horrible that they've left a mess in their wake. And so when asked, hey, are you going to support Harris? No, no, no. I'm not going to support anybody this go around. I'm not going to say anything. Well, good, because you know what, Rock? You're great in the movies. You're terrible when it comes to social commentary and political commentary. And I would say the same thing, George Clooney, now Jack Black. I always liked Jack Black. He was funny. But what a moron. What an absolute moron coming out in support of Harris and Walz and the Democrat Party after the mess that they've created. Oh, and I guess I could be talking about the DNC, their big party there in Chicago, their big convention. What do they call it, a convention? I guess it's a convention. Anyways, doesn't matter, because it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. It was a joke. And even Democrats are commenting on how stupid it was. Anyways, so there's so much to talk about. I just don't have all the time to talk about all of these things. So I pick something that just really captures my attention. So again, this story about Zuckerberg and how he's distancing himself and throwing Biden and Harris under the bus and distancing himself from the now Harris-Waltz campaign. I just thought it was really interesting. Made me realize that there's going to be a lot. So it's really interesting when you see people from their own party. They can stick together on some of the most terrible, ungodly, unrighteous things. But now that they see Harris and Waltz have absolutely no chance of winning, they're jumping ship like rats in a sinking ship. I mean, and I guess that's good because it just shows they have no chance of winning. It really should encourage the conservative base, and it should really encourage the Democrat base. And I say that because, well, I don't think there's any good Democrats left, but most Democrats do not like the way that their party has gone. It's filthy. It's just vile and filthy. You know, it's disgusting and perverse. And not that there's any good Democrats, but I'll put it this way. The better Democrats are sick and tired of it. So seeing that they cannot, that, you know, the Democrat Party scraped the bottom of the barrel to find Harris and Waltz to run, and everybody knows they're not going to win. Now even the Democrats are beginning to separate themselves from the core, the base of the Democrat Party. So I just am going to give you this prediction. Watch as you see, you know, the conservatives already done it. But you watch and see how many Democrats, how many liberals, those who have been openly liberal, like Zuckerberg, now begin to turn and walk away from Kamala Harris and this Tim Walz, and distance themselves from their foolishness because they're looking at it. And you might be saying, well, why? Democrats always support Democrats. Typically they do. But here's their fear. Now, I'm not going to say all of them, but most of them. Here's their fear that Biden's out of there, right? Harris cannot make it. Walz cannot make it. Their protection will be gone once President Trump is sworn into office. Their protection will be gone. So there's going to be a new sheriff in town, and he's going to crack some skulls, and he's going to clean house, right? So all the filth and the garbage is already being exposed. It's already coming to light. And if I know Trump, he's a smart man. He's already looking into all of this and finding, who do I go after? Who do I crack down on? And we already know he's got a list. Look at what they've been doing to him. The Democrats have been dragging his name and his family through the mud, trying to break him, trying to get him into prison, trying to break him and break that whole MAGA stronghold, not only from Trump, but over America. They've been trying to bring dirt on him, and they can't. Nothing's sticking. They are so angry, and they've been doing this so long, that when Trump goes in there, trust me, he's got a list of people that are going to be investigated. And trust me, even Zuckerberg is going to be on some list somewhere. So what is he doing now? Trying to distance himself. And, you know, I'm not saying RFK was in that boat either, but a lot of them are going to follow RFK because they have done so many hanky things against Trump that now they're going to try to schmooze Trump and get close to him so that, well, maybe Trump would be lenient and not throw them all in prison or something. You watch this, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a beautiful thing to watch. This is going to be an awesome thing to watch. So these people are going to basically look now for a new protector in Trump. Because Harris ain't going to do it. Waltz ain't going to do it. Biden's gone. And they're all going to need it. You know, same way with, you know, what are they doing? I heard a lot of discussion and talk about even Hunter Biden. That some were even indicating that if Harris gets in, she wouldn't protect Hunter Biden. She would turn on her boss. Well, why not? You know, Pence did the same thing to Trump. Turned on him. Actually, he turned on every American. You know, all of us. He turned on all of us. And isn't it any wonder now he's just not even really much of a memory. He's gone. You know, look where he could be right now. He could be standing by Trump's side. Boy, he played that one wrong. He ran to the Democrats for the same reason, now the Democrats are running to Trump. He really blew it. He really messed up. So anyways, this is going to be really interesting to watch. I'm looking forward to this election season just for that, because we're watching so much shift around, so much flip-flopping. Oh, and we're watching Kamala Harris even take President Trump's ideas and what he's been speaking about, like no taxes for those who get tips, like restaurant workers, you know, and it was the Democrats that started taxing them. And now Kamala Harris, after she hears Trump say that, she comes out and says, oh, yeah. And by the way, I want to get rid of all the taxes on tips. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, right after Trump said it. So basically, what has she been doing? She's been listening to all the sound bites from Trump about what he wants to do when he gets into office. And she's been going, oh, yeah, that's my policy. That's my policy. I'm going to do that. Well, already she's a failure of a leader. And there's no way that she could lead this country as a president by just stealing her opponent's ideas. Anyway, so this is going to be so interesting, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you. I'm really looking forward to watching this all play out, because we're starting to see this on a very small scale. You know, you with Zuckerberg and RFK and some of these Democrats, you watch, it's going to be like a landslide as people leave the Democrat Party, maybe not in name, but they're going to leave it, the ideology of it, and embrace Trump. And why? You say, why would they do that to their opponent? Because conservatism works, ladies and gentlemen. Liberalism does not work. What the true, I'm not talking about all Republicans, but the true conservative Republican holds dear actually works. And it makes America strong. What the dyed-in-the-wool liberal Democrat holds on to destroys nations. And all the problems that we are facing right now in the United States of America, you can trace it back to the Democrat Party. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. Pretty much all, at least all the major problems, you could trace back to the Democrat Party. And some of them might say, no, this guy was a Republican and he said XYZ, or he did XYZ. Yeah, because he was acting like a Democrat. So even if you could trace it back to a Republican, it's because he or she embraced Democrat policies. This is why I don't like that reaching across the aisle nonsense. No. They reach out to me. We need to reach across the aisle and work together. I'll slap that hand. Get away from me. You destroy everything you touch. Don't touch me. Anyways, that's just me, ladies and gentlemen. So now on to this article. Again, this is from Daily Wire. And the title of this article is Zuckerberg: Biden-Harris repeatedly pressured us to censor free speech. This is by Ryan Saavedra. I know I've read this name so many times, and I still don't know how to pronounce it. So please forgive me, Mr. Saavedra. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. But this was published yesterday, August 26th, 2024, again in the Daily Wire. And it's got this picture of Zuckerberg with, like, I don't know. Zuck is not looking too good lately. And I think, now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who might be close to him might know different. But I think Zuckerberg is starting to really see things differently and understand things differently. Not only because of what he's doing here and what this article states, but this picture is Zuckerberg looking different than I've ever seen him. I always see this redheaded, clean, kind of clean cut looking, you know, his hair. Now it's curly, wavy, a little messy. And he's wearing this shirt with an American flag on it, on the chest. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, isn't that weird? Zuckerberg is wearing a shirt with the American flag on it. Now, some of you might be listening going, well, what does that mean? What's the big deal? Listen, when I was running for city council and I was out knocking on doors, I always knew the conservative homes because of the flag in the front yard or the stickers on their car windows, those types of things. If they had Americana, whether it be flying a flag or some Americana like things out in the yard, then almost always it was a conservative. And I can't remember one home that I knocked on with the American flag flying that was actually a liberal's home. Because liberals hate America. Now, traditionally, or what he has shown, what Zuckerberg has shown, is that he's been a liberal. So the fact that he's wearing a shirt with an American flag on it tells me his eyes are beginning to open. He's beginning to expand his vision and understanding of what America is and what it's supposed to be about. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Zuckerberg is having an epiphany and he's turning towards back to our roots, which is that patriotism, love for country. And dare I say that Zuckerberg is not far from becoming a Christian nationalist. Okay, maybe I'm stretching a little bit there, but I believe he's having an epiphany. His eyes are being opened to the truth. But that's for another time, ladies and gentlemen. So this, again, this article, Zuckerberg, Biden, Harris repeatedly pressured us to censor free speech. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a letter on Monday that the Biden-Harris administration repeatedly pressured his company, which includes Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, and more, to censor content that is protected free speech. Okay, so Biden, Harris, their administration, the people that work with them, that they hand-selected to push their agenda, would contact Mark Zuckerberg, the Meta CEO, and tell them basically what they could post or couldn't post, or how to post it. So they were out there censoring free speech. Once you censor speech, it's no longer free speech. And for a government official to censor or tell a CEO or anybody what they can and can't say, now they're crossing the lines of what we would say is constitutional. So in other words, they're being unconstitutional. They're breaking the highest law in the land. Not just breaking a law. You know, we got a speed limit law. It says 50 miles an hour. You go 51, 52, 55, you're breaking the law. But that's a very minor infraction. What they're doing here is unconstitutional by suggesting that the Zuck with Facebook and Instagram censor what people are posting or want to post or what they want to say. Free speech is just that, free speech. But there's more. Zuckerberg made the admission in a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, who's a Republican from Ohio, this week, in which he said that his goal moving forward was to be neutral and not play a role one way or another for either any political party or ideology. He said he doesn't even want the appearance of playing a role and will not be making political contributions. So it's interesting that he's now taking this completely sort of centrist, middle of the road, I'm not going to support anybody, I'm right there in the middle, that's me being quiet. Where before he wasn't. Before he was giving donations. Before, as a matter of fact, there are many that claim that he interfered in the election. Some even suggesting he belongs in prison. So again, I believe, now this is just me, ladies and gentlemen, this is just me, but I believe he's jumping ship from the Biden-Harris, now the Harris-Walz administration, to the middle. I'm not going to support anybody. I'm not going to say anything about anybody, because he's watching and he's seeing that his protection has no chance of making it, that he cannot be protected by them. So I'm going to take this middle ground, because if he goes too far, everybody's going to know it. And Trump and his administration, I mean, come on. They see a wolf in sheep's clothing. If he tries to come over to them and schmooze them, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to see that. They're going to smell that rat a mile away. So where does he have to go? Right in the middle. And he's saying, I'm not supporting anybody. I got to figure this out so I don't go to jail. I'm sure that's in at least partially in his mind. So ladies and gentlemen, this is an interesting thing to watch. But nonetheless, what, regardless of his reasons behind it, he is turning his back on Harris and Walz and not supporting them after admitting that the Biden-Harris administration told them what they could and could not print and how they could and could not print it. I think that's so interesting to watch this. Especially with all these Democrats now, led by RFK, breaking rank with the Democrat machine to support President Trump, because they see, no, not only is he the only one that can win, but he's got some answers. Now some of them are so disingenuous, they're going to jump ship just because they want to be on the winning side. Has nothing to do with ideology. They'll be complete and total disagreement with Trump, but they're going to come over anyways because they know their side is not going to win, and they don't want to be on the side of the failures and the losers, not realizing that they've been on the side of the failures and losers, because the only way that they can get in is cheat, lie, steal. And they say, well, no, that was all proven. No, nothing was proven. They stole that last election. But even still, if they didn't, we know this. They absolutely lied their way to a win. And that's uncontested. I mean, you could say the Republicans lie. And of course, many of them do. But the Democrat Party, how do you know they're lying? Their mouth is moving. That's it. Their sound's coming out of their mouth. That's how you know they're lying. I don't think a Democrat could tell the truth to save his life or her life. Anyways, let's go on. In 2021, senior officials from the Biden administration, including the White House, repeatedly pressured our teams for months to censor certain COVID-19 content, including humor and satire, and expressed a lot of frustration with our teams when we didn't agree. He said in the letter, ultimately, it was our decision whether or not to take content down, and we own our decisions, including COVID-19 related changes we made to our enforcement in the wake of this pressure. I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it, he continued. See, again, now maybe he's absolutely genuine, but this also bothers me. You know, when there was that Me Too movement or some woman, you know, somebody finally makes it into a position, like whether in politics or in entertainment, and they're very well known. Now, all of a sudden, a woman, 30 years ago, he groped me. Okay, now, and maybe that happened. And if it did happen, justice needs to be served. I totally agree with that. And I understand that. Why didn't you say something 25 years earlier, 29 years earlier? Why do you wait till 30 years later? Now the person has a position. Now the position, maybe that person has a little bit of money. Now all of a sudden you're going to come out? And I feel the same way about this, where he says, I regret that we were not more outspoken about it. Well, why are you speaking about it now? Really, what brought it out that you're speaking about it now? Hence, what I believe, this is just me, ladies and gentlemen, is that he sees his gravy train, his protection, soon leaving, and the guy that he was against coming into office, coming into a place of power, and I believe he's like kind of like tucking his tail between his legs and going, oh, I got to figure this out so I don't get into big trouble. First, let me turn on those guys over there because they can't do anything for me anymore anyways. Now he's saying, yeah, I really regret we didn't talk about this earlier. Well, so do I. Thank God you're doing it now. Right reasons or wrong reasons. Anyways, it says he continued, I also think we made some choices that, with the benefit of hindsight and new information, we wouldn't make today. Like I said to our teams at the time, I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again. Okay, great. Great. So Harris is out. Biden is over. Harris is out. Walz is out. Trump is coming in like a freight train. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to stand up. Yeah, we're going to stand up here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to fight back. We're not going to let anybody do that to us again. How dare they? I wish I was a little bit more like, you know, it's like, hold me back, people. Hold me back. Come on. Really? Does anybody, I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe what he says in this regard, that he's throwing them under the bus, but I think it's a little disingenuous, to be honest with you. But we'll see. This is just me, ladies and gentlemen. This is me looking at this and making some brilliant political analysis and social analysis on these things. But we'll see. This article goes on and said, he said that the company made a mistake by temporarily demoting New York Post story during the 2020 election about Hunter Biden's laptop after officials falsely suggested that it was part of a Russian disinformation operation. It's since been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation, and in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story, he said. We've changed our policies and processes to make sure this doesn't happen again. For instance, we no longer temporarily demote things in the U.S., while waiting for fact checkers. He said that he does not plan on making any political contributions during this cycle after he gave money to support electoral infrastructure in 2020 that led to accusations that he was trying to help Democrats because of where the money was reportedly deployed. My goal is to be neutral and not play a role one way or another, or to even appear to be playing a role, he said, so I don't plan on making a similar contribution this cycle. So he came under fire for that. Yeah, he supported the Democrats. Yes, he was against Trump. You know, and now all of a sudden, oh, I'm just going to remain neutral. Yeah, because your protection is gone. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that's a dumb move. I think that's a very smart move on his behalf, you know, because if not, if he doesn't make this move, I just, you know, at the same time, it may be smart, but it's still disingenuous. And it's still it's kind of cowardly. You know, either you're a Democrat supporter or you're not. Don't play the game. Don't play the political game. You're a businessman. You're a business owner. You're an entrepreneur. You know, if you support the Democrats, then support them. You know, support them. And be honest about it. If you're really, truly upset about them telling you about censorship, you should have said something a long time ago and just gave them a flat no and hung up. Don't take this middle centrist, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to pick sides kind of, you can't. Do you know how cowardly that is, ladies and gentlemen? When people talk about that undecided middle, what's wrong with these people? Do you know why I'm not ever going to be part of the undecided middle or this group that still has to be convinced? I'll tell you why. Because I have morals and I have values. And my morals and my values dictate to me who I'm going to vote for and what I'm going to vote for long before I even hear exactly who's running, because I already know I'm going to go with the guy that's the hardest, or the girl, hardest on abortion, number one. And if that happens to be Joe Schmo, then Joe Schmo gets my vote. Whoever that is, I'm going to vote because of my morals and my values. Small government, those who want to expand government, I don't want to vote for. Because I'm sick and tired of government looking down my throat every time I want to make a move. I'm sick of that. You know, we live in a nanny state. You know, those nagging nannies always looking and see what we're doing and how we're doing it and why we're doing it. I'm sick of that. My morals and my values tell me to vote for the people that want to lower taxes and put more money in the pockets. The money we earned. Put more money in our hand and in our pocket. The money we earned through lowering taxes. That's where my vote's going to go. Who's going to fit that? Every election, it's a different name. But whoever fits my morals and values, that's who I'm voting for. Not some party. And I'm not going to take this centrist viewpoint, you know, hide in the middle somewhere. No, that's cowardly. I'm going to rise up and I'm going to stand for something. My morals, my values. And I'm going to vote according to my morals and values and whose policies line up most with my morals and my values. I don't know why so many in America can't understand that. They just can't understand that. And at least for a long time, it's been the Republican Party, for the most part, that most closely aligns with my morals and values. I'm against abortion. I hate the murder of unborn children. So I'll never vote for a Democrat. Well, unless the Democrat Party radically changes at the core of who they really are. But until that happens, I'll never vote for a Democrat. I can't stand raising taxes, because it's always the poor. The lower you are on the economic scale, you're hurt the most through the raising of taxes. And they even twist it. Oh, we're just going to raise the taxes on the rich. Uh-huh. It's always the poor that pay for it. Always. Ladies and gentlemen, don't buy into that nonsense. I'm smart enough to not buy into it. So again, am I going to vote Democrat? No, not until they change that policy as well. And I can go through the list of them. The LGBT nonsense. I do not want to vote for a party that's filled with a bunch of men in dresses, and especially that hold key positions in our country and fail miserably for the American people in those positions. Like, who was that guy? That bald-headed dude that dressed like a woman, wore lipstick, and was stealing women's luggage at the airport. You notice how they just swept that under the rug real fast? You know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So anyways, so ladies and gentlemen, let me read some comments from the other readers of this particular article. 1984 Rises, that's this person named, writes, so you would have censored all that stuff anyway. Good point. Now, I don't know how to say this. J.W. Haymaker, 1289 writes, white trash. Sorry, folks. Greedy, forgive me for this. It's not a full swear word, but it's bad enough. Greedy bastard probably made millions saying that he did. Jail time. Johnny Dollar 2 says, Beardo Dorsey and this guy should both be in prison for election interference. blamed by the Russians instead. Do you see, Zuckerberg, I'm sorry, you made a lot of enemies by the foolish things that you've done up to this point. This might actually be a good move, but it's on top of all these horrible moves that you've done. So it's coming off very disingenuous and very deceitful. Earl McKinney writes, "Gee golly, Mr. Jordan, I'm sure sorry I did what I did last time. I pinky promise not to do it again. Please don't be mad." I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. These kind of things get me, the way people write these things. Virginia Lig Compt, at least that's the way it looks, says, "I'm thinking that he got red-pilled, hopefully." And that's my hope. Because like I said, he's got this picture here at the opening of this article with an American flag on his shirt. And that usually only speaks to those who are in the military, law enforcement, or conservatives, or a combination of any of that. Liberals don't tend to, mostly, put the flag on their home, on their car, on their clothing. Those are more conservatives. So maybe he's trying to, you know, act like he's more secure, conservative. Or maybe he's leaning that way now, ladies and gentlemen, which I hope. Boy, what a great day in America when people like this really, they can see the light. The blinders can be taken off and they become conservative and they ditch the Democrat Party and the falsehood of the Democrat Party and all the lies and the filth and the garbage and the perversion that's in the Democrat Party. And I pray that for each and every one of my listeners. I know some. I got some liberals that listen to me. I know because they tell me. They listen to me. And I just pray that something is said or done that their eyes go open and understand these things. Because it's just real world. It's real world things. You say, "Oh, you've been duped by Trump." I've never met him. And I'll be quite frankly late with you, ladies and gentlemen. I, even though I'm a Trump supporter, because of what I saw and what I see works, I don't know very much about Trump before he ran, other than the few little things I've heard here and there. And I don't even know it's true. You know, so somebody says, "Yeah, he said this 30 years ago." I say, "So what? That was 30 years ago. You know, he just talks and calls people's name. So what?" You know what I akin it to? Because if I go, you know, when I was in high school, all those guys poked fun at each other, made fun of each other, called each other names. Everybody had a nickname. Sometimes it was a good nickname, and sometimes it was just a dumb, you know, like a slam kind of a nickname. You know, putting them down and making fun of them. But it happened. It just reminds me of being around the guys. The problem is a lot of you males out there aren't masculine enough to be able to handle it. And a lot of the ladies aren't around masculine enough men to understand that that's how men unfortunately talk to one another sometimes. If you can't handle what Trump says, then you men will never be able to handle what goes on the job site, on a construction site, or in the military. Certainly not. If you can't handle what he says from a podium at a rally or on TV, you certainly aren't going to be able to handle the job site with a bunch of construction guys. It just is. I worked in construction and I know what it was like. You know, I had to go wash my ears out from all the F-bombs almost every day. So listening to Trump, you know, say something funny about somebody is not that big of a deal to me. Listen, I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just telling you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. This happens in the real world. So I'm going to suggest that some of you get out there in the real world and see what really goes on. And if you think Trump's language is bad because he might make fun of somebody or say something funny or offhanded like that, your Democrats are far worse, okay? When they're snuggled up to perverted men in dresses, dancing provocatively in front of children, you have no moral ground to stand on when it comes to Trump using some colorful language to describe somebody. No moral ground whatsoever. So, you know, get over it. Get over yourself. I heard somebody say this one time. Get your head out of your Google. Grow up. Be a man. Act like one. And start voting like one. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this thing just really kind of got me when I was watching this Zuckerberg thing, because it was like, yeah, it just seems a little disingenuous. I hope it's not. I hope I'm wrong in that. And I'll admit it if I am, because it'll be a great day for all of us if I am wrong. But I just don't feel like it's very genuine. I think he's just trying to hide because his cover is blown. And now he's trying to take that central ground to show, see, I'm center. I'm in the center. I could be loved by the conservatives. I could be loved by the liberals. Well, where was that all these years? It wasn't there. Maybe he's had an epiphany. I hope so. But this American flag on his shirt may seem silly to a lot of you, but it gives me hope that he's coming around and people like him. So you watch, ladies and gentlemen, more and more and more Democrats or liberals are going to be jumping ship, pulling towards the MAGA, Make American Great group again. They're going to be pulling towards Trump. You watch this. It happened with RFK. It's happening a little bit here with Zuckerberg. It's happening with other Democrats. And we're not even that close to the election just yet. As we get closer and closer and closer and closer, and more and more and more people realize that the Biden-Walz administration campaign is a complete flop and failure even before it gets off the ground, yeah, more people are going to be jumping ship. You just watch. It's going to be a beautiful day in America. I have so much hope. It's a beautiful day in America, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up, smell the coffee, smell the roses, go for a long walk, and enjoy this America that we live in now, because it's about to get better. Why? Because we are making America great again. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are all MAGA now. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us at Table Flippers. Table Flippers Podcast is a ministry of Greater Works Christian Church in Lancaster, California. You can find us on the web. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Look for us at Greater Works Christian Church or Table Flippers. I hope to see you soon.